Okay, Shin Pei Dalid, we start with a Yesod that's really a Musadiki Yesod. The Siman says, Ha'aval Asa B'Talmud Torah. This Siman talks about the prohibition which even the most Freya Yid keeps not to learn Torah during... They say the Beis Halevi once had to say a hesped on someone. He said he never put on tefillin on Tisha B'Av. he never learned Torah without Brachas HaTorah, and had some third thing to say about it.
I think that he was like
Ben Gurion. He didn't say Halal on Yom HaTzimut. Yeah. Okay, so the Aval is Zoster in Talmud Torah, as you know, because it's Mesamech Leiv, because Torah is Mesamech. So let's learn what it says, and really the Dvar Musar is in the Pesachei Tshuva, in the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi writes that were it not for the fact that there are things that a novel is allowed to learn, Chazal would have never asked Talmud Torah, because there was never an intention to create Bittul Torah. The only reason Chazal asked certain things is because they remained Dvarim Amutarim. But a novel is really not mutter in being mevatel's time or being mevatel's thing. I remember when Rapam said shiva on his brother. He came into the house for shachris in the morning. He was standing there by his shtender, well into the third parak of Mayit Katan. So the learning is still a chiyuv to learn. The isaac for mitzvah when someone is menachem aveilim, he's isaac for mitzvah. But otherwise, he should be learning. Let's see, Aval, Kol Shiva Yamim, all 7 days. All 7 days means till the morning of the seventh day, till the Shiva ends. Also, Likrais, Betaira, Neviim, Uksulim, Mishnah, Gemara, Halachis, Vagadis. Why it spells out all of these things, rather than just to say, also, Bedevei Taira, is a little difficult. What does it mean to exclude? Now, the Dvarim HaMutarim we'll learn in Sif Dalet. Right now it's saying that these things are aser, and there are exceptions. Imrabin tzrichen loy lehislamed mutter. If there's no one to substitute for a shir, it's rabin tzrichen loy is in a town where there's nobody else that could substitute. Mutter.
Rabbi Mr. Miller got up his shiva.
He gave his share. He gave his share. Okay. What? So we're going to learn Machlokes Taz and Shach. We'll see in a minute. Vavad shalo yamid turgaman on the condition that he's mishana. He doesn't set up the normal system of a turgaman. The turgaman was the loudspeaker. The mishnayis, the oval is not supposed to be learning the mishnayis. Others are supposed to be learning the Shema, say that was really not supposed to be learning along, unless they learned the Dvarim HaMutarim. So when I have a choice, and I'm in a Shiva house, I learn Mishnayos Ma'id Katan. Usually they have Mikvahs there, the Minigas of Mikvahs, which a novel shouldn't be learning. He could say, you know, the Kashtar Rabbanon, you don't have to be one of the learners. Even if other people learn, you walk into davening and they're finishing, you can say Kaddish with them. You don't have to be one of the people, doesn't have to be one of those who learns. At any rate, the shinoy is in the seder of the metargamin. Yamalacher achel targamin v'targamin yishmiel rabim. So that's what he says. Oy yidushpatz my oh without a metargamin. They still have no microphones. Anytime you have no microphone, you need a metargamin. The yachay lifsaik isa veheter liyachid hashayalai say. You're allowed to pask in a shayla to someone who asks him, ain acher elohu, it's reason like. If there's no one else to ask, and they need him, some of there are others to ask, but some shaylas depend on the minhag of each community. So they need him. Avalos salay mahalochal talmidav, but to say a shir to his talmidim, to gedailim, chenayagin afal pishesh mekilin, that the oval doesn't say a shir to gedailim, to people who are capable of learning on their own. Now here, first of all, I'd like to point out to you the Chacham Tzvi in the Pesachei Tshuva. It's a very fascinating idea. Listen to Pesachei Tshuva. I'm a Tshuva's Chacham Tzvi. Shekasav. Okay, the Chacham Tzvi says, Tam'um ibn Shiachalu may dvarim haram shabiyermia vilchas avelus. There are things he could learn. Ulechein, listen to this. Beregel shasul my dvarim kaila. On Yom Tov, you're not supposed to learn sad things. Motalumai kol davar. So it's interesting. Shita, this is the shita. The mechudish shita is that the Chacham Tzvi says that on Yom Tov you're not supposed to learn the Devarim Arayim Shabi Yirmi. You're not supposed to learn things that said in a person when it's on Yom Tov, and therefore it comes out of Kula. So on Yom Tov you're going to be battling. So Mimela, you're permitted to learn other things. Rabbi Tzarachian, he doesn't say Shabbos. Simcha Gomitz or Simcha Shabbos.
Mitzarachin,
what? The other thing is started, right? So in that case, we didn't start. You're very young. Mitzarachin, Dala Kamal Simishin Sadik Tesi, he said the Noig Beregel Dvarim Shabbatzina. May Lassa Matamatai, Matamatai, Avadam Shabbatzina. On Yom Tif, Shabbos and Yom Tif, even though we don't show Avelis openly, Dvarim Shabbatzina, the Hainu Limit Atayra and Tasha Shamita, these things are Aser. In the first Pesachei Tshuva and Shin Tzadik Tes, the Tshuvas Taseish says, Dvarim Shabbatzina, Eina Yela Tashmish Dafka, Meshen Ke Talmud Torah, Dei Yasa Lovel, El Misham Simcha, Uberega Lo Yinesa Lo Ovel, Shimcha Saregel Dei Reisa, Velas Udrabanan, Lechein Hitta Lekros Lo Ovel, Tashuva, Shiyal Lo Torah, Bishmini Yatzeres, period. So, these are Dvar B'chudashim to us that on Yom Tif that A, that there's an Issa to learn Dvarim Ra'am on Yom Tif, and B, that there's a Memeila Mutu to learn Shar Dvarim. It could be, it depends on the person. Somebody who learns Yirmiyah and starts crying because it's Shteris is Yom Tif. So it could be. I remember Pam used to talk about Tzidkiyah and tears came to his eyes. He talked even to Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech, such a sad person in Tanakh. I mean, Shlomo HaMelech, he started with so much promise, and look how he ended. He used to talk about it. I remember once, I was reluctant to say this over publicly, because, what should I say? I was reluctant to say it over publicly, and I got a hold of it, I once told Rav Palm about certain Averis of Shlomo HaMelech, so the expression I used was, look, if they would say about the stipler, we'd understand that we have to explain it. So Shlomo HaMelech, we have to understand it. Rapham said these words. He said, Shlomo HaMelech was no stipler. I flipped. Shlomo HaMelech was no stipler? What did he mean? Shlomo HaMelech is greater than the stipler was. But I think what he meant is, Shlomo HaMelech Savaydes Hashem was the Ishmaisa. And what he did, he was an active person. And Mela, he had certain Nisyainis maybe that others didn't have. I don't know. He used that expression. But my point anyway is that if you learn the Nach and you start crying from it, okay, me and you, we learn Nach, so, you know, I don't start crying, you know. The Korban was a long time ago, we're aware of it, and, you know, maybe I shouldn't read things about the Holocaust that make me sad. But, okay, let's get back to the Dinim.
Is there a limit on the level of Niyut that the Paisik can...
So I want to get to that. I want to get to a Peseder, because there's really a very lumdisha machlaikis within the dinim of Talmud Torah. We have to see the Shach and Taz. There's a halachi, it says in Shach, says in Taz, says in all the Paiskim, and nobody does it. What's that? It says here, Beferish, that a malamit, tinaikish al beis rabban, a yeshiva rabbi, during Shiva, should go to teach. Because when you have a substitute, they just don't learn the same as when you don't have a substitute. It was that way already a long time ago. Now there's a slight difference between the Shach and Taz, so let's learn first Taz Aleph and then Shach Beis. What? We're done for the moment. The Pesach Tshuva brings the Yisrael to Chacham Tzvi, and we'll come back. Okay? Taz Aleph. In other words, should not be learning McFoy's. Because there's letters neshama, you know, all the Ramazim in the house of an Abel are the side is thick of things, but the side dice when it comes to Mason is a lot of it, isn't it? Okay, let's learn Pesachei Tshuva, Taz rather, Aleph. In Rav Tzichon Leilis Lamed, in the Tshuva Sisa Veheter, the Siv Chavches Kasev Reisi L'Rabbeisa Shoyu Megidim Mahalacha Achar Gimel Yamin. After the first 3 days of Avelus, they would teach the halacha that was on the regular schedule. Mizeh Nirali B'Melamed Shiachol Gam Kein Lumed Halacha Im Talmidav Achar Gimel Yamin. He doesn't say right away. He says after 3 days of Avelus, we had once Machlaikis of 3 days is Mitzrayim Kekulay. But Kivega brought earlier by going to work, by Davar Aved. So anyway, whatever it is, after 3 days, a Rebbe should go teach. The Zeh Hava Bechlal Rabban Tzrichen Loi, Dikdeke Shabbos Rabban, Hevel Piyam Chavim, Molim Erag Doilem. Tech Shabbos Rabban, Kedemi Mesach to Shabbos, Ein Adoy Mehevel Shiesh Bechait, Le'im Bechait. So he says that... that after 3 days a Rebbe could teach. Agav yed nirapash shavul mutal l'shtamish b'tashmishe tayra. When you have it in the house of the Avul, you know Avul doesn't get an aliyah. But what about Galila, Psicha, Hagba? So he says he's mutal b'tashmishe tayra shekayrin kagai Galila kiyaitzabai kriya luchora asalai. Learning is awesome. Shin sim b'sam chelayv. Chemisi ba'gosh is elishane rav. Rabbeinu, whoever, haya avol bezman sheni v'chamishi ispal slichus etzlay kar b'tayru. Who are you going to say v'tayru mevi and v'drisha? He's not supposed to pay attention. He's not supposed to pay attention. So, an aliyah Shabbos devar shabitzina on nayig. Avol doesn't get an aliyah. Rav Schneier, I remember, sat shiva for his son in Borough Park, in his son's house. Shabbos, he went to daven in a Lakewood Minyan. And he told them that they should give him shlishi, because if they don't give Rav Schneier an aliyah, like with Minyan, that's the Barim Sheba Fahesya. So Rabbeinu Tam Hayanayig, it says that. So the Barim Sheba Fahesya is for Hesya, but the Barim Sheba Tzina is now.
Why 3 days?
So I'm going to explain that. I want to show first the Taz and Shach argue on this Nakuda. The Taz says 3 days. What? So the Nekis come to the house, and the Avil go to the yeshiva. I guess if the learning would be the same, they should come to the house. But I suppose the learning would be better there, in which case it would be the same cheshbon. Now, what age? Okay, we'll talk about it. Let's see first Shach Beis. Kosa bevedek habayis, b'shem aruchas chayim, alam deiti Nekis eshleima, shedir krab tzvichanai. He didn't say anything about 3 days. He compares it to what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, and since that's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, it zehu. Now, what? Yeah, okay. Avid for Klai Yisrael, including him. Now, here it would seem in Lamdis there are two explanations for this, and they'll be common afkaminas. Why a malamit yidak shabes rabban rabbi tzrichon lo yizmot? You can learn two ways. You can learn it's a davar aved, like the lashon of the va'oid and the shach and the lashon of the taz. A davar aved, we said the avelus is mutter a davar aved. Or you could learn what? Learning tzidak shabes rabban. It's a davar aved. If they're not going to learn, it's going to be a davar avi. Yeah. Okay. He's part of Klal Yisrael. It's davar avi for everybody. For Klal Yisrael. Yeah. We had if someone else needs the merchandise, it's also davar. The second nekuda is it could be because the Chacham Tzvi is Yisayin. The Chacham Tzvi said we'd never be matter bittul Torah because of avelus. Just since an avu can learn other things, there's no bittul Torah. Therefore, in a case where it is bittul Torah, so there, when it's bittul Torah, you could already, you could be meikel. Nafkamina will be a big nafkamina. By davara aved, we find a number of shloisha yamin. By davara aved, it says, oh, it's a big davara aved, you should be machmer up to 3 days. So if it's the reason of davara aved, then gimel yamin makes sense. However, if the reason is because you're not supposed to be Gari Bittul Torah, then there's no reason to say Gimel Yamin. My name is Afkamina Gimel Yamin. Bittul Torah is more important than this.
Even the Shach used Dover Avid.
As a void. As a second reason.
He
says Shoshi Yamin. Now, the L'chaira Nafkamina would be, is this Dafka Tinaika Shabbos Rabban? Shein Adayva Hevel Peh Shein Bachet. I understand it's a bigger davar aved if you mevatel tila gishol beis rabban then gedayim. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that even adult talmidim. Also, if they're an age where it's going to cause bittul Torah, high school talmidim over bar mitzvah, but it's going to cause bittul Torah. So Aruch HaShulchan writes it doesn't have to be hevel p.m. Shein b'chait, even hevel p.m. sheyesh b'chait is also mutter. So lemaisa, that would seem to be a second nafkamina between them, and the minig ha'olam, we never heard of such a thing. I remember asking Rav Palm once. Sure, I understood his answer to be, but we never heard that a person should go during Shiva. So Rav Avigdor Miller during Shiva gave his shir. It could be Rav Fivel Cohen also gave, I think, his shir, at least. What? Fivel? Rosh Hashiva and Darkei. Yeah, during Shiva. During Shiva, he went to dinner and so I remember that. Certainly had everyone talking. Yeah. So at any rate, there's a heter. The heter is not used. I asked Rav Palm about it. So I hate to say things that I'm not sure what he meant. I think what he said to me was that it used to be the yeshivas or machanah. It was a place where you learned Torah. You went to yeshiva to learn. Today the yeshivas is set up to teach the whole chinuch, the whole derech hachayim, the whole parents' job in chinuch, they dump on the yeshivas. The kids don't daven, they complain to the yeshivas. If the kids don't behave, they complain to the yeshivas. It used to be yeshiva you learn. To learn how to behave, it was up to the parents. To learn how to daven was up to the parents. Today it already became, they go for shachris to yeshiva. Everything is, fathers don't have time to go with their children to shachris. When the last time you saw a father with a 10-year-old or 12-year-old on a weekday taking his child to daven? So the role of the yeshiva has changed to an overall makim chinuch. So even in the avelus is sort of an hog of chinuch in the avelus. So that it's a teretz. No, but the point is, mechanet tishur, there's such a thing as avelus. You go be menachem avol, and there's no chinuch really for avelus. But I guess it's a teretz. So this is a big kasha that I'd like to share with you. Before that kasha, just one more nakuda. The Das Torah brings, the Marsham brings, that Lumay Musar, Limud HaMusar is also Mutter. You're allowed to learn Musar. This is what they're saying, you go to Drushes on Tisha B'Av, and they say Divrei Musar. There has nothing to do with the Churban, nothing to do with Avelus. And Gedali Yisrael, who said Rav Matisyahu, when he was well, used to come on Tisha B'Av to say his shir. And they said overall Divrei Musar. What's the heter? It's not from the list of Devar Marayim. So you bring this idea that Musar as well is something that's mutter, even though there's maybe a little more geschmack in hearing a nice Devar Musar. If it stabs at you, it would be nice. But usually, if I'm a, is everybody else, so it's a nice thing.
About my friends.
So about your friend. Yeah, now, the kasha, the big kasha here is what misam chelev. What Torah is misam chelev? Many people, some people do get a geschmack from learning. Many people don't get a geschmack from learning. You know, ketina kaberech mebeisa sefer is. You know, there's others also that they don't get a geschmack. They learn. She's supposed to learn. There's a Madi Amar in the Gemara that you're allowed to learn things you never learned before because it's painful. Now, it doesn't mean a page you never learned. Let's say you never learned Kachim. You start learning Kachim. It's very painful. The whole Seder of Kachim is a very difficult. The Seder of Gemara is different. Many Parakim. So there's actually a Tana that holds that you're allowed to learn Dvarim Chadashim that are not Misameach. And the Rabbi Yehuda argues and he says, no, it's all Misam Chelev. So it needs a Biur. What exactly is the Misam Chelev of Torah for such a person? There's a beautiful Aruch HaShulchan in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. It's really it's eye-opening to the whole issur of learning Torah at Tisha B'Av and learning Torah on during Avelus. He brings down this machlokes I mentioned, Rabbi Yehuda, Now, learning Davar Sheni Ragel Behem, something that's mitzar, it's very hard for a person. This is in Tuf Kuf Nun Dalit. His Bey is Gimel Dalit and Hey in the Archa Shulchan. He says such a beautiful Hezber in the Misamche Leiv. L'chei Nirali Estaiti. He says he has a number of kashes. He writes here in this kashes, Oid, the Yedua Shagam Malamdin Mitzdarin Harbe Lahazbira. Says when you teach, especially young children, mitzdarim harbe lasbiram. It's not a big simcha to try to teach somebody, especially if it's a child who doesn't want to learn. So he says the fine. L'chein liasdaiti inyan kein. Devadai gam belimer atayr yesh simcha v'gam tsar bigias atayr. Some of this tsar. Remember Shmuel Birnbaum used to say, you learn a tifa sugya, it's a machdak reis a headache. Remember he used to say. You get a big headache to try to figure out a sugya. He says, "Gesh gam tzav yigiyas ha'tayra af ha'yaisa gadol ki ein seif lo'imik teresein lakdaisha." Amna, ikir esek ha'tayra m'sameach es nefesh ha'yisraeli av sheyesh le'yitziya tzar v'yigiyah b'shas ma'isa. He says that the simcha is a simcha sa'nefesh. He compares it to the Rambam, who explains. You force somebody who doesn't listen to the Bezdin, for example, to give a get, it has to be Baratzen. To bring a carbon, it has to be Baratzen. See, a person has to say, Reitzani. You can't go against his will and give a get against his will. Says you beat him up till he says Reitzani. So the Rambam says, hey, what kind of Reitzani is that? You beat him up. He wants to not get beat up. He doesn't want to give a get. So the Rambam says, no, the reason is because the pnimiyus hanefesh of a yid, he wants to do Ratzon Hashem. He really, his pnimiyus hanefesh wants to. There are other things. He hates the woman, he doesn't want to give her a get. Or he's cheap on his money, he doesn't want to bring a carbon. So you take the other things and you make getting beat up cancels out the hatred he has, and then mainly you're left with the Ratzon HaPnimi. So he says that that's the idea of Misamche Leiv. Even though sometimes people run away from learning, but nevertheless, the nefesh Yisraeli is mesameach, and the neshama is mesameach. B'kama k'nefesh mesameach mizeh, k'ma she'izbar Rambam b'lchus gerishin b'inyan kaifin ha'siyat shemir reitzani. So he says that's why you don't learn, because the nefesh, the neshama has a simcha. Omnam b'dvarim arom mutalumayt shegam l'nefesh yitzar mitzaris Yisrael. Even though you look at a guy, he's learning Mayit Katan, or he's learning Yirmiyah, and he's getting a geshmak from it. But the neshama has a tsar from learning about the tsaras of Klal Yisrael. So therefore he says, Av shagam dvar maram have a Torah v'simcha, v'kam ha'kaim ha'tsar mevatel ha'simcha. And the man, that's how he explains it. So it's a very beautiful biur in the Issa to learn a divrei Torah that Amisam Chelev. And Misam Chelev is this idea that it's Misameach, the Nefesh, the Neshama. The Fizeh and the Aymer, he argues with the Magen Avraham in the Taz. Someone asked about Pilpulim in the Dvar Maroyim. So much new Shtikal Torah, a nice Pilpul and an Aymer. So Magen Avraham in the Taz say, Antishab, Pilpulim, you get a big Geshmak from it. So you're going to go learn a Rav Chaim on Hilchas Avelis? That's not, that's Misam Chelev. So the Fizan Yaimer, he name a farsh yashulfanar kasu a filubid varmaran a mutter raklik rice for the hamilkal of falpa behem. So the Magen Avraham in Taz say in tafkuf nun dalid that pulpulim are aser ubemis adav a kashem oilat talmud chacham halaymit. How are you going to do that? Bakarcha chasechel yechashiv kushav etiritz. How can you learn without unless you have fashlofen? But if you're alert. And you learn, you end up with a kasha and a teretz. If you mash ksafti yasi shapir, devadei. He says certainly tamasi kasatayr yesh b'chol divrei tayr. The sweetness of tayr is in everything up in v'amarayim. El shatzar bevatel asimcha. The neshama feels the tzar of Klal Yisrael. Kachmi mechadish ezechidish akozelo in this battle hashatzar shalatzaris. So this is the psak of Darach Hashulchan. Now he's arguing with the Magen Avraham and the Taz, but I don't know. You know, if it's Davar Aveid, sometimes it's not. You want to learn Tisha B'Av afternoon. It's not easy. You have a headache. You're tired. If you get into an amkus of something, it makes it easier. So therefore, I think B'nai Taira are makel on this, the Samechan Darach HaShulchan, to go learn, Elam Metzias, we're not going to be makel. But to go to learn Dvar Maram with a pilpul, with a geshmak, so that was Samechan on this idea, and probably this is also the reason that Divrei Musar are mutter. Because Lamaisa, the Musar, at least in the Shema, hears it, that the Divrei Musar are mitzara person, that he's not holding where he wants to be holding. So this is a beautiful biur in the idea of learning the Dvar Maran. Okay, so this is the Yisayid. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, in the second volume, in Simen Samachay, in footnote Memhei, brings, I think from Shlomo Zalman, a heta to learn on Shabbos Devarim Sharagol Behem. It means a heta to learn things that you're accustomed to, that are kavua. You go to a shir on Shabbos afternoon, so he's matter that, it's chiddush. But like I said, when it comes to learning, you want to be yaitzakol hashitas. Be yaitzakol hashitas when it comes to other things. When it comes to learning, it's perhaps a person should look for a teir. Maybe it'll be mechaper in other places where he looks for a teir. What? For some people, it's a daf es if they don't show up. For some people, it may not be. It's true. Some people are consistent, and some people not. You know, anivishin vaniachrin. The Rebbeinu Shalom says. Anytime there's a distraction, the first thing they cut out is Hashem, and the last thing they put back, you know. There's a financial crunch, they cut out the Meiser, Ani Rishon. It gets better, Ani Achrin. You know, it starts pouring, so to go to the city, go to Yeshiva, they cut out, you know. Anything that comes up is a reason to be Mevatel Torah, and the Yetzirah tells on it. If a person has his eyes open, people say, I don't see God. Like, it's hard to argue with them. But someone says, I don't see the Yetzer Hara, that is wrong. Yeah, sorry, because last week some boys from Yeshiva came, their end of the year trip, so they came to talk to me. I asked them if they ever saw the Yetzer Hara. They said no. So I asked one boy, stand up, close your eyes, and think for 2 minutes about ice cream and danishes. He said, he could close his eyes and do that. So he said, can you close your eyes and think 2 minutes about the Yankees? He's a Mets fan, so he said, "Did you do it?" Of course, he could do it. Think about the Yankees. What's so hard? He become 3 minutes. I said, "Yeah." Now, Shmoneh Esrei, try to think 30 seconds without a distraction. 15 seconds. You see the Yetzer Hara every single Shmoneh Esrei. No, like the first bracha. How long does first bracha take? You want to see the Yetzer Hara every single Shmoneh Esrei? The Yetzer Hara is right there. He's like middle fanecha. So, Sif Beis. If the oval is a kayin, the aim of base akness is kayin acher, also loy lalis to crispetarin. He's not supposed to, if the oval is a kayin and the base akness says there is no other kayin, he's still not allowed to go up. Let's see, shach gimel, because of abach, but tema de besimin tof, but in shabbos, because of a rav. Ain't show kayin acher elu mutal akraisi v'kan lekos of klom akan leshoy de bach lekoshamidi dachet time di sura davalsam divrei tayra slash mina umedin avelus b'shabes loy ma'iri. We're talking about a weekday. Aval hosam de ma'iri b'cholasim umedin isra avelus b'shabes kama de mutal alois dim loykein avelus de ferhesia. If he's the only kayin, he's not going to go up. That's avelus behesia. May never ferhesia like b'shabes. Asimash hosam lehed. Why shouldn't he go out? Yeah. Okay, and if they go out, yeah, they go out. I don't know. What? Anyway, this is what it says, that the oval is not allowed.
There are 10 brothers at the minion only. Let's get clear from her.
What?
The minion of Avalon in their house is only 10 brothers.
If everyone's an oval, then it's Kriya Satira. If there's no one's Bechayva Kriya Satira, then it'll be a Brachal of
Atalti. When it comes to Tachnun,
whether you want to go out, everybody won't let him go out. When it comes to Tachnun, they won't let him go out. Okay. We once had an oval Tech Shiva who came to Shul. He was, I don't know how frum he was, he didn't have people in the house, he came after Minchas only. So I was very misupik, we should skip Tachnun. It's a dinner in a base oval, you skip Tachnun. It's not a dinner in a Shul, if there's an oval there, you skip Tachnun. What?
If you have exactly 10 people, then the sounds big.
Because you really don't have to have 10 listening. One could be, I don't know, you need the 6 or 7. Why don't you have 5 available? I don't know.
I'm not sure. You need 10 people. You need 10. You can't pick up the same
one. One you could have, right? Hoda Ape Vigaris. 9 you could have, I think. Of course, we showed him what's Hoda Ape Vigaris, right?
Not to create a signal with the.
You need 10 people there, but you need 10 people paying attention. One at least, it could be that. For Lechid Yashin, right?
In other words, you don't have to pay attention.
9 have to.
One could be. Why would you want the 9?
For everybody else. Let's do Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel is not well known. A few minutes, about 8:30 this morning, I told this to someone. It's a difficult thing for people to hear. Let's learn the Mechaber, which will surprise you, and I'll explain it. It is no about tefillah. Then yachal avol espal loitzion. Then the avol could daven for the amid. Now, as the Mechaber says, normally an avol does not daven for the amid during shiva. Now, so the Beis Hillel on the side explains. The Beis Hillel is on the right side of the Gilyan. Main shom ishi espal loitzion ram dechavas yachal avol espal loitzion hine. Mashum mikan the teich shiva lo yispalel ha'avol loitzion yesham akish yochel yispalel. It's mashum during shiva the avol doesn't daven. V'ha'ad the kasev leil shenayim vav sivdala ba'agah gedayla. In the long hagah, that's how God talks about kaddish. V'zel shari af ishein isa bedava av yimay sachal b'shedeh lispal yispalel v'yay samayil mekaddish yasam shlo niskadal lektanim. That vermin helps. Masha she yosef tov lispal lo avol afilo tov shiva. With the kasa shema yosef mekadosh yosem nira. Hasa b'sim shirayin vav ari bavol la lov vidi imai. Someone is an avol on his father and his mother and can yosef tov lispal lo atzmai kidiksib. Shahayo yosef mekadosh. Kadosh is a child. In ke bashrik shu avol la lov vidi imai ari. Kan ari bavol stav sheni la lov vidi imai al shara vela sheni amalayim kadosh. Ken le yispal lo avol aitzia niye shamach shiuchel lispal. So it's a very difficult thing. I remember Rav Palma, I told you, said Shiva on his brother. He didn't daven for the Amid, Dafka. He explained the reason for this is because the Midas Hadin, as Masuach, is drawn on the Oval. He shouldn't be the Mevakish Rachamim for Tzibor because he has Midas Hadin on him. So if it's a child, then it's a special skus for the Nifter, so that overrides. But otherwise, an Avol Tov Shiva is not supposed to daven for the Amid. People never heard of this. And people don't even know where to look for it, because it's in this in the Siman on Talmud Torah. What? Yeah, but it's the same idea of the Tefillah Shel Tzibur that you're davening. So there's somebody, there's Levaya today, someone lost a child. So I was on the phone with him, and apparently someone had mentioned to him about davening. I got emailed his brother to talk to him about it. So he said, I don't say Kaddish. He has both parents. The minig is, if you have both parents, you don't say Kaddish on a child. If your parents are Michael, you could do it. His parents are Siddish Yidden. They're not going to want. So usually the Zayda says, so I don't say Kaddish. And I also don't daven for Amid. Tima was a very big disappointment. You want to do it for the Neshama. So you know, Kshev Shabbos Kabel Schar Al Adrisha, Kach Mekabel Schar Al Prisha. You get Schar for doing what you're supposed to do, but you don't get the same feeling, the Kabbalah Schar Al Prisha. So people don't know this. When I go to a home, I don't say anything. If they don't ask me, I don't start up, because it's not a halacha that's Yodua. But really, the halacha is that only an Aviv Imai does somebody daven during this time, and that's why.
So.
Rapam didn't say that. He didn't say that. The reason we don't say Tachnun in the Beis HaAvol, the reason we have a minig, we don't say Tachnun in the Beis HaAvol, is also because Midas Hadin Matuach Olam, because it's a place of Midas Hadin, and you don't want to say a Tachnun in a place of Midas Hadin. Now, I don't know if you want to hear this, but the Taz in Shinai Involved Bay says, Baruchayim Kufla Merai Lamed Aleph Kosev De'enayim Riptachtan Beis Ha'ovel Hainu Kol Sheva Yamin. Okay, that we know that you don't say Tachtan Beis Ha'ovel all 7 days. Kosev Rekeach. Want to hear it? Acha Gemara Tfila Oimrim HaTachton. You don't say the Beis Ava, but later when you walk out, you should say Tachton. So he says, what? By Hal, he says, Ve'en Kairin Shom Be'Beis Ava Hal Barash Chaydesh, V'Shi Shom Aninos, in Ermin Loya Mesim Yahal Luka, V'Shom Loya Glorash. And what we do, the minig is, by us, is that when he get to Halal, the Oval walks out. And they say Halal without him, and in the Beis Halal. The ideal Tachlan is right after Shmoneh Esrei, right? Yeah, and maybe that's why they're not right.
Today's Halal, it says
they started
Kaddish by mistake, and then go
weiter
and don't say it. Doesn't say that you should say
Yetu. You say Kai, when you start Kaddish by mistake, that's only if you get the Yeshmeh Rabbah. Ramesha has a tshuva, what's called you started Kaddish by mistake. Sometimes there's no Oval. Someone starts saying a Kaddish, someone else starts. Ramesha says that, like Baruch Atah Hashem, you have to finish the Bracha. So how much is Kadel, is Kadesh, do you have to finish? If you're saying it in error. So he says, only if you get the Yeshmeh Rabbah, that's what he writes. Until then, you didn't sort of get to the Shem Hashem or the...
So they got the Yeshmeh Rabbah, so then you say Tachan Yetu, according to the Tachan, saying you should say Tachan later, but they don't say Tachan, if you don't say Tachan, they
did. So maybe Mishra was not like the Taz.
I don't know.
Okay. Someone should say Kaddish. And anybody, someone should say Kaddish.
If there's no
competitive
appearance, the
children could say Kaddish. Yeah. If there's no competitive appearance, before each day, the child could say. The child could say. And, now, the. You don't want to mention, you don't want to say Hashamnu or any words of Tachlin in the place where the Midas Hadin is Matuach. You want to do it in the time of Rachman. That's the reason that's given. Now the Ramah in Sif Gimel, U'mitzel espal shachris v'arvis b'makir shemes sham, afilu ein ovel, ki yesh b'zeh nachas ruach l'shama. Bavel Mitzarev Flaminia. Now, where he died, it's a verb. Makim Shemesham. The place where he died, the ikur place to say is in the place he died today. Most people die in a hospital, it's a shayach, so they say in his home. But the ikur place of the minion is in the house, in the location where the person.
That's when the Sham was the last.
That's right. My grandmother passed away in the 80s. In our home, in the bedroom, in the back bedroom. So my father must have asked somebody. My father then made minyan in the room where she died. They took out the beds. And I'm not saying you have to do it. I'm just saying that they did a dafka in that room where the neshama left. Okay, I'm not saying people have to do it that way, but the inyan is makim shemeis sham. It's a place that's shayach to him. Maramokim, I don't know, but it's what? Because it's supposed to have a shayachus to the base. Whether it says beferish, that I don't know, but you have to take a look. Yeah. Sorry, yeah?
If someone lives in Brooklyn and the nifter lives someplace far away, we don't know anyone. It's like almost impossible to get a minion.
So you have to weigh one thing against another. I'm not.
What is there?
The lashon is may shein le'avelim lisnachem boi masara b'nei yadim kasherim v'yoshim b'mekaymai kol shiviyim me'avelus b'mekaymai. Doesn't say b'mekaymai. Shabbos. This is the mechaber shinayim vav gimel, and he says, "Im lo yoyishav asara kavu im b'chol yoyim miskapsin asara misharam v'yoshim b'mekaymai." So you try to get people together in the place. The Ramah brings Makash and Nifter Shama Adam. But
I heard that the Tzatzah Rav would get people going to have with the same Kaddish there.
Going where?
To have with the same Kaddish there, because that's where the Midas Hadin was, where the people were killed.
I don't know anything about
that.
Yeah. Could be. It could be, I don't know, from these things, you know, it's hard to see these things. If there's such a Kabbalah, then.
The 10 people, the Tana Reyes, or they just daven?
No, they just daven, no problem.
If somebody's on the top of father's mother, and it's in the house, the in the house, and it's a Kaddish, does somebody else say Kaddish, or the officer say Kaddish? What's better for whom?
I don't know any difference. The Ikka Kaddish is children. If they're children, there are no children say Kaddish. Someone else says.
No, they say
some days people piss away. They only have daughters. So a son in law says. Or
should say?
Yeah. Sif Dalit. Avul Mutta Likris B'Iyav. Will be Kinnis, which is Echa. Echa is called Divrei Chazal Kinnis. Devarim Aroim should be Yirmiya, and much of Yirmiya, I think from Perek Lamed Beis to the end, if I recall correctly. No, Kinnis is Eicha, I said. Devarim should be Yirmiya. Ubehilchis Aveilus, Hanimili Beinai Lebein Asme, Avaina Laimidem Emacherim, Elim Yashim Venaisim Venaisim Bilchis Aveilus, Vimto Meshiva Mesafa Rafa, doesn't tumble with them. If they made a mistake, he corrects them. Avaina Shayel, Hanimili Shein Rabin Srichin Lai. It's a repeat of what he said before, that it's muta kedamrina, like we said elsewhere. Now here there's a big tumult regarding saying Tehillim. As somebody who's naive to say Tehillim every day, whether you're allowed to say, even if it's not like say Tehillim every day, if you're allowed to say Tehillim Tisha B'Av, if you're allowed to say Tehillim on during Avelis, what's the Shaila? The Shaila is really a very lumdish Shaila. If when you say Tehillim, that's Tefillah, which is mutter. No one says you can't say Ashrei. Tefillah is mutter. We're saying Tehillim, Talmud Torah. You're saying Tehillim, what's the schus of saying Tehillim? It's a type of davening? Or is it a type of learning? Now, what? It has a schus like the Gavalis, but is it davening? That's like the Gavalis. Is it learning? Now, the truth is that we sort of Pesach HaShnei HaSifim. When a person says words like "Vani tfilasi l'cha Hashem esratzai," you say "Vani." What are you thinking? You or David? Vani tfilasi, no? Or shifti b'veis Hashem kol yemechaye? You mean shifti me or shifti David? Huh? What are you thinking? We say the filosapai, right? The filosapai. You mean about you? You're talking about David. So those things we understand. It means us. Right? Yet there are some psukim in Tehillim that can refer to you. There are kapitel of Tehillim that refer to Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Kapitel of Tehillim that are also Tehillim. And so b'shuv Hashem b'shiv esin ha'yinu kachalmim. So who are you talking about? So the truth is that there's a redak. It's a great Maariv Malkim. The redak is in the beginning of Simin Vav, which is the Filas Apayim, which is the Filas Apayim in the Minig Ashkenaz. Sorry, them say different. I don't know. They don't do the Filas Apayim, but you don't say the same kapitel we do. But in the Filas Apayim, we say Simin Vav, except for the first pasuk, which we leave out. And there, the language is a language Hashem Alba Apchas Echicheni Vaba Chamosla Tiasreini. Now, I think most of us who are thinking, at least, think about ourselves. Hashem, in your anger, don't punish me. That's what we say. We say, Nashi Mahalo Nefhala Ma'id. Whose nefesh is Nefhala Ma'id? Dov is nefesh. I'm sitting here saying, Nefesh Dov is Nefhala Ma'id. Why would I say that? Say, Nashi Nefhala Ma'id. So the Radak writes in the beginning of Perek Vav of Tehillim that, and the Malbim writes it elsewhere, that Tehillim was written to have two faces, to have two parts. You can learn Tehillim about David, and you can learn Tehillim about yourself, and they're both true. The language, on Hashem Hashiyana, is true about David HaMelech, it's true about you, it's true about both, and it has both parts to it. It has a Torah aspect and a Tefillah aspect. And therefore, a person can think about it regarding himself, you can think about it regarding David. And either way, it's a kiyum of Tehillim. But David is Tyre, you're saying about David. You say it about yourself, then it's Tefillah. Now, the Nafkamina, in which is the Iker, is the Gabi saying it on Tisha B'Av, and saying it on Tisha B'Av. If you hold it's Torah, then it, you shouldn't be saying it. And if you hold it's Tefillah, then you could. What? Even if it's still learning the Teichacha, parts of it are Moser and parts of it are Haidu Lashem, Shema Lashem. Yeah, you're right. There are parts this way, parts that way. And there's some Kapitel of Tehillim which it's hard to explain that it's filler. They talk about the Marcus, Ayin Ches, Ayin Tes, Ayin Ches, Kofei Kovav. They talk about it's very hard. So the truth is that there's a shtickle stira Mishnah Berurah. Now maybe it's not a stira. Mishnah Berurah says in Hilchos Tisha B'Av not to say Tehillim on Tisha B'Av, but the minhag olam is to say is that a person says because it's we understand that it's tefillah. The truth is, what should a person do? We're not capable of learning Yirmiyahu whole afternoon or learning. Although there are excellent CDs on it, but I'm not sure that they're all about Yirmiyahu. They're
We're
doing whatever David meant, but our understanding is we're doing it off the film. There is a second Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kufayin. In Kufayin, the Shulchan Aruch says that every Suda you should have Torah. Your Shulchan Shainar will have Torah. It's like a Zichay Mason. So every time every meal you should have Torah. Not everyone has Torah every meal. So Mishnah Berurah says, therefore, the meaning is to say a Kapitel Tehillim, Mizal David Hashem Rayi. There's a meaning that when you wash, you say Mizal David Hashem Rayi. I don't think it's a common meaning today, but some people say Shira Malis before benching, or Aham Haris Bavel. So say a Kapitel Tehillim, it shouldn't be a Shulchan that there's no Torah. So there's referring to Tehillim as Torah. Hashem Rayi Le'yachzor is Tefillah, but it's also Torah. So he says, with that, you're satisfying this idea. Lamaisa, when I gave Shira Mantehillim for a Hakel set, I think the first shiur I brought a list of Maramakaimis back and forth. If Tehillim is Torah, Tehillim is Tefillah. It's whatever you make of it. It's like most things in life, it's what you make of it. And it's very hard to tell people Tisha B'Av afternoon not to say Tehillim. Because we're not holding on a Madrega. Like I said, you want to be Saibach HaNadas Yachid, do it when it comes to Torah. You know, then be Saibach HaNadas Yachid. When it comes to, Chav Yisrael, don't be Saibach HaNadas Yachid. When it comes to learning, that's why you should be saying Mechana Das Yachid. That's my feeling. Sif Hei, Ovel Shiesh Leibadim Ketanim, Ein Lai Levatla Mei Limuda. The Maisa, we Paskin, there's no Avelis for a cotton. Very hard to understand. The reason Chazal give that there's no Avelis for a cotton is because Avelis is not Shkiach, and therefore we're not Mechanech for Avelis. It's very hard to understand. Everybody in his lifetime have hopes to outlive his parents, and we hope our parents live 120 years. But why there's no chinuch for a novel? It's hard to understand. Ramesh has a long tshuva to try to be master.
We hope not to have to sit
until 60-70.
Until
60-70. All right, it's a good explanation. What? Avol shi'esh abanim ketanim, eloi levat. You mean it sounds like they're the children of the oval? Yeah, so it means you should get someone else to drive them to school. All right, but look at the Shach Hay says, Deina Velas Lakotten. So, I don't know the language, you're right, it's a little unusual, but it is a friend. What? What? Ein Avel, with Zeymayim.
No, we always say that
relative should be one. Okay. Let's see Pesach Tshuva Beis. What? Under 13. Sometimes they're hergish to sit. You let a person sit. He's emotionally as hergish. Yeah, maybe a husband sitting for his wife and the children are available. That would be
interesting. I have a suggestion here.
Yeah, but the Maaser Mechaba said that Noeg and Limcha also. Mechaba himself said that we're not Noeg that. So maybe.
The
go to Levi to give Kavod is a big thing. To give Kavod Achron is a big thing. What? if emotionally they're up to it, they're not always emotionally up to it. We have children based on what's good for them. So, yeah.
Maybe it's easier the father's the Rebbe, so he has to still teach them.
Maybe it means the father's the Rebbe. Okay, could be it means the father's the Rebbe, like it used to be. Pesachei Tshuva Beis, L'spalel, Ayin B'Tshuva Zichron Yitzchak, Shekosav Da'ovel B'Tfilasei Kol Shiva Lo Yoimar Pito Maktayres, V'Seida HaKarbonis Amuvor Barachayim Semin Aleph, V'Zen Nilma B'Din Tisha B'Av. It's interesting, Tisha B'Av, certain things he says not to say, so he says yes to say. It's a little hard to figure out the guideline. V'Ayin B'Seif HaKhaibis Yerushalayim, listen to this. Shekosav Tseim B'Shem Tivu Ashar, Da'ovel Kol Shiva, Lo Yoimar Pashis HaKarbonis, Mitam, listen to this. The oval ain't a mishalei a karbonaisav. Don't say a pasha karbonis. You're not supposed to bring a karbon. Rules out pikvik v'zeh. But I take later the rishoy. After lo ainei nachar kfura do they rise yeshem d'shari kol sheinam yiratzim. Even though you're not supposed to bring a karbon, you still tzarchin amayla kasu tam shabbos zechun yitzra. Why don't they talk about the reason that by tisha b'av it's also should be also here? So here, this is a general machlokes and many achrayim. If when you say the karbonis, it's mamish kiilu hikrif karbon. Al machlekes is what it say the hirotzin kiilu crafty karbon, which a lot of pesachim say to do. But I think the minig olam is most siddurim don't have the hirotzin, and they don't say it. Some do, some don't, and certainly the achluki day is on whether you do it. There's a tremendous nafgamina. Tell you the nafgamina, you may start doing it. There's a chakira in the achrayim. If when Mashiach comes, you're going to have to bring karbonis for all the chil Shabbos b'shoigeg you owe for your lifetime. For all the shoigeg. Now, the truth is, were you ever b'chal Shabbos b'shoigeg? Were you ever b'chal Shabbos b'shoigeg? What's a shoigeg? People don't know what a shoigeg is. Shoigeg is you forgot it was Shabbos, or you forgot this is a malacha. You knew and forgot. If somebody inadvertently does malachi, he's putting on his coat, he stretches out his arm, and he turns on a light or puts out a candle, that's misasek. There's no chiyah for that. A chiyah is only if you knew and you forgot. You knew it was Shabbos, you forgot. The only time it happens is when you wake up in the middle of the night, you have to sleep, you don't remember it's Shabbos, you turn on the light.
You shut your alarm clock.
Okay. If somebody's here for sleep, I don't know if he has his shaita then. But he's aware, he's halachically conscious, but he forgot it's Shabbos. But otherwise, there aren't many such cases. The Gemara says Rishmal, I think it was Koravihita, according to what Nusa, he got so into his learning, he forgot it was Shabbos, and he could fix the candle. So he said Kishiyav Mishiach Avi Chata Shemein. So there's a kasha there. Why Avi Chata Shemein? The Sham Parvsa Foseinu. We don't bring karbanis. When the Shama Parvus of Hoseinu, you say the parsha. So,
didn't say
Bishmol Eimer. So the Achreinim Tumul about it. I don't know why the Rishonim don't. Achreinim Tumul. Basically, the understanding is that the Shama Parvus of Hoseinu, you don't have to bring karbanis. Bishmol said, I want to bring a karban. There's a Gemara, a second Gemara. I forget where it is. Someone was B'shaigeg. He said, I'm going to write a man Pinkus. Now, Mashiach comes, I'm going to bring a carbon. What does he have to write in his pinchas? In his pinchas, the Bezen will tell him you have to bring a carbon. So you have a choice. You can do Nishama Parnasa Faseinu, or you can bring a carbon. The Chatzchila is that we bring carbonis, we want to have a kapara. So we say Nishama Parnasa Faseinu, and we bring a carbon. Anyway, the moral of the story is a carbon is expensive, costs a lot of money. Say carbonis every day. You'll save yourselves. When Mashiach comes, you save yourselves a few dollars.
First thing they're going to sacrifice.
Elohim is going to be a kohen gadol. Should we say them anyway every day?
If he's going to be a kohen gadol, if he knows he's going to be a kohen gadol, then he's not going to be a kohen gadol. The only person eligible for the position of kohen gadol is someone who thinks he's not worthy of it.
I'm not worthy of it.
I'm certain you are. We learned this all out of the pasuk Anagdaim by Yecheskel. He said, "Hey, Anag Daim, and your Avelis be silent." We learn how two dinim that Avel doesn't learn, and Din Sheva Shalom Ba Avel. The next simin is also Anag Daim. We learn that in a pasuk, I think, in the Beragayla Maikand after Svav Maislam in the Kamalei Rachman Aliyacheskel Anag Daim Pirush Rashi. This Al Tishal Shalom. Okay, so we dash in the pasuk, we can say Kaddish.